Inherent risk. Inherent risk is a natural occurrence in both unorganized markets and organized markets. Management guru Peter Drucker calls it risk which is coincident with the commitment of present resources to future expectations. Unorganized markets are the everyday markets in which we participate as consumers, such as the department store, the grocery store, and the gas station. The producers bear the financial risks associated with getting the product to the consumer. Organized markets, on the other hand, are the centralized exchanges and over-the-counter markets for stocks, bonds, currencies, options, and futures contracts. Created risk. Created risk involves the arbitrary invention of a potential monetary loss that otherwise would not have existed. Created risk is risk that is not a natural byproduct of an activity itself. The roulette wheel could be spun, the football game played, and the horse race run without monetary loss occurring. Generally speaking, that's as far as people distinguish between inherent and created risk. However, a closer examination reveals that what determines whether someone is engaging in created or inherent risk is not the activity itself, but the characteristics the person exhibits when engaging in the activity. Let's define what those five activities are and the characteristics associated with each. 1. Investing is parting with capital in the expectation of safety of principal and an adequate return on the capital in the form of dividends, interest, or rent. Since the return on capital takes the form of periodic payments of interest or dividends, investing indicates an intention to be separated from the capital for an extended period of time. Therefore, investing is usually associated with relatively long time horizon. Buying stocks in a pension fund with the intention of holding them indefinitely, or buying bonds with the intention of holding until maturity, is investing. 2. Trading is basically an activity in which someone, usually called a dealer, makes a market in a given financial instrument. Traders try to extract the bid-ask spread from a market. An example of a trader is the specialist on the floor of a stock exchange. He matches orders, maintains an orderly market, and is willing to buy at the bid and sell at the offer. Traders on the futures and options exchanges make two-sided markets, trying to buy at the bid and sell at the offer. Traders in the over-the-counter stock and bond markets do the same thing. In its most basic definition, trading is market making. The trader essentially tries to stay net flat, neither long nor short, and make money by extracting the bid-ask spread. In this sense, Stu Gimbel, my friend from the lumber and euro-dollar pits, was the consummate mechanical trader. 3. Speculating, in its simplest form, is buying for resale rather than for use or income, as is the case for commodities or financial instruments, respectively. Speculating is parting with capital in the expectation of capital appreciation. This capital appreciation is the sole extent of return for the speculator. He does not anticipate return in the form of periodic dividends or interest payments because he does not intend to hold the position for an extended period of time. The word speculation is derived from the Latin word specere, which means to see. Speculating means vision, perception, the faculty of intellectual examination. 4. Betting is an agreement between two parties where the party proved wrong about the outcome of an uncertain event will forfeit a stipulated thing or sum to the other party. Therefore, a bet is about being right or wrong. For example, people bet on the result of an election or a football game. More often than not, they bet on whom they want to win rather than on whom they think will win. I always bet on Kentucky in basketball games. If I took into account the point spread, that would be speculating. If I had been a bookie taking bets either way, trying to keep my exposure even and extracting my commission, I would have been more like a trader who tries to stay net flat and extracts the bid-ask spread. 5. Gambling is a derivative of betting. To gamble is to wager money on the outcome of a game, contest, or event, or to play a game of chance for money or other stakes. Gambling usually involves a game or event of chance. Sometimes it involves games of both skill and chance. While gambling is popularly regarded as a vice that is injurious to public morals, it is actually a form of entertainment. Compulsive gambling might be injurious, but so is compulsive behavior of any kind. Gamblers may make money, but they are not deprived of enjoyment or entertainment if they do not make money. Individuals who lose a couple of $100 in casinos are paying an entertainment fee, and they know it and have decided it's worth it. They engage in the activity for the action and the excitement of participation.